Welcome to another Innovation Forum podcast with me, Ian Welsh. Joining me today is Amy Yoder, CEO of agritech business Anuvia Plant Nutrients. Welcome to the podcast, Amy.
Thank you, Ian.
We're going to talk a little bit about your business and your products and what your products do. So why don't you start us off by giving us a brief outline of what your products do and why they have been developed?
Our products are plant nutrients, so a fertilizer product that have been developed for row crops, meaning large-scale agronomic crops, corn, canola or rapeseed as it may be known in Europe, wheat, cotton, and rice.
And what have they been developed to do?
They've been developed to help those plants grow in an agronomic situation to increase yield, as well as to provide sustainability benefits, such as reducing greenhouse gases compared to conventional fertilizers, and also putting organic matter back into the soil to feed the microbes in the soil biome where the roots are.
How do they go about doing that?
They go about doing that because what we do is we actually take organic waste materials that are normally thrown away or put into a landfill. And these kind of waste materials can be food waste. It can be waste from agronomic processing like whey from a yogurt plant, or could be peanut hulls from a peanut processing plant. It could be manures from large-scale livestock operations. We take those kind of waste materials and in our patented process, we break them down into single-chain amino acids. We add additional nutrition to them. And then we granulate those products just like a normal fertilizer. So what the farmer will do is he'll take our products, he'll add it into his normal agronomic blend that he would do every spring and or fall, depending on the crop, and we replace the conventional nutrition. And with the organic piece that we utilize, what that does is that holds those nutrients in what we call the plant available form, meaning the plants can utilize those nutrients very efficiently. And they don't have to go through a chemical conversion process, which is how conventional nutrition works. And by not having to go through that chemical process, the nutrients stay in the soil zone, they don't volatilize and become greenhouse gas, and they don't leach and get into the water supply, as you may hear with phosphates and nitrates. So nutrients stay where the plant can utilize them, then allows the plants to use more nutrition because of less loss. It reduces the greenhouse gas component, it reduces the leaching, and then the organic matter also feeds the soil microbes around the soil zone.
What are then the specific benefits for farmers? You talked about some of them already.
The real driving benefits for farmers are, one, productivity. Because of this, that with the more enhanced nutrition, more nutrition that's available to the plant, we've seen significant increases in yield very consistently. So that's important. Being able to produce more food on less land allows us to utilize land really made for farming, and we're not trying to expand into areas that really shouldn't be farmed. So that's a positive benefit. The second benefit is really being able to feed that soil. You know, soil is a regenerative. People don't think about it, but it's really made up of living organisms. Those soil microbes are what really regenerates and helps the soil stay healthy and helps create new soil. So what we do is we actually provide a food source for that, which is very beneficial to the soil. So that not only helps plant production again, but also when you think about it, allows agriculture to continue into perpetuity because you're continually reinvigorating that soil going forward. And that's important for us as a people. And lastly, the other piece to me that I think is very important from a farmer aspect, it's really a much more sustainable way to be able to produce a large-scale agriculture. Anytime that you can reduce greenhouse gas and we can benefit the environment as well as get the productivity that you're looking from a commercial perspective, I think that that's a very positive outcome.
We keep hearing that soil productivity is in an internal decline. Do you see your product as something that can help address that?
Yes, exactly. So soil productivity is in decline primarily because we've been utilizing that land. And if you think about how naturally soil is built, right? So I'm going to do a forest, make it very simple. Leaves fall from the trees. Those leaves break down. They're broken down by different microbial activity. Then when it's broken down into the smaller amino acids, the soil microbes eat those. The soil microbes then die. And that continually builds it up from a soil perspective. When you think about large-scale agriculture and you start looking at a field, what you'll notice after harvest is there's actually very little organic matter that's there. We just don't add the organic matter. It's just not there like it has been in the past. And then if you go back even earlier to really early agriculture, you used to put livestock manure on top of fields. Well, that doesn't happen quite as much anymore because we don't really have those kind of small farmers. And so what we actually do is we take that manure, it goes through our process, we actually break it down quicker than Mother Nature can and put it in that form so those microbes have a food source. And what that does is really it's two benefits. One, that manure is not being placed somewhere that it shouldn't be, i.e. in a landfill or some other way to be able to dispose of it. It's actually being put back on the land to grow the crops like it's meant to be. But also, it happens quicker so that neighbors of the farmer don't have the odors that can occur when you are spreading manure and waiting for it to happen naturally.
So what about the impacts on other inputs then? I'm thinking about water, other fertilizers, other chemical inputs.
We're not broad-based enough fertilizer just because of the way the nutrition is built out that we would replace all conventional. The way that we focus on it here is we talk about it as the base. So it would be the base product that a farmer would utilize, and then they may have to, depending on the crop, add more nitrogen. If it's corn, they may have to add more phosphorus for another crop, maybe such as canola, than what we bring in. So we're base. What we do is we make a very positive impact in that we really reduce conventional fertility for fertilizer use. And by reducing that, that's really where you're seeing those benefits from an environmental impact in terms of reducing greenhouse gas, reducing leaching, and being able to feed the soil.
And I would imagine that if you have a situation where the soil structure is being continually improved, that's going to really help water use as well.
That's correct. The more you build that soil structure, the better off that is in terms of water utilization, drainage, and you are exactly correct.
Okay. So how do others in agricultural value chains benefit then here? How do you see the kind of benefits going through the agricultural value chains?
I think there's a couple areas. We talk about the benefit to the farmer and ultimately that benefits everybody. When you look at it, though, from agricultural production, what I mean there is really food production. I think there's a really significant benefit when you think about regenerative agriculture. We've been a society as of late that's been a bit of a use and throw away. And this is really more of a use and reuse. So if you're a peanut butter producer, for example, you're going to grow your peanuts on the farm. You're going to bring your peanuts in for processing. You're going to shell them. The peanut piece is going to go to the peanut oil, peanut butter, variety of products. But then you have a shell. In the past, those have been basically put in a landfill, which is not good from an environmental perspective. We can utilize that agronomic waste, break it down, build our fertilizer, plant nutrients, put it back on those same peanut fields. If you think about it too in terms of livestock production, i.e. let's take hogs, growing pigs, you're going to feed them corn. They have a large amount of manure. Currently that's held in big silos. It's a big issue, especially in the United States and I believe in other areas of the world as well, what to do with that waste. We can take that waste, we break it down, we repurpose it into our plant nutrients. Those products go out to grow the corn that feeds the pigs. And so what you have is actually that continuous cycle of use and reuse. And I think that that's very important when you think about where we want to go as a society.
And I guess if you're also solving a problem with pig waste, which is leaching into water courses, I know that's an issue as well.
Correct.
Water contamination. So yes, another positive, I guess, from your processes. Which crops benefit most from your products then, and where?
We benefit all crops. We've done agricultural testing on corn or maize for your international listeners, soybeans, cotton, rice, canola or rapeseed, peas and lentils, sugar beets, as well as a variety of fruit crops and fruit and vegetable crops, i.e. tomatoes. We've focused, as we're a U.S. company today, we focus primarily on what I'm going to call the big crops like corn and cotton, rice and canola. And the reason is in the United States, corn is probably our biggest contributor in terms of greenhouse gas and nutrient leaching because it uses so much nitrogen. So being able to have our product on there, which has a slower release from a nutrient standpoint and a better utilization of nutrition, really can eliminate some of the issues that we've been seeing in those crops. We work on all crops, but our focus has really been on those big agronomic crops that are contributing to some of the issues that we see in society today.
Just in closing then, what's next? How are you developing your products?
We've moved past the startup stage. So we're actually launching a full-scale production facility in the U.S. probably in third quarter of 2020 this year, so that we can be full-scale production and be able to compete effectively with conventional fertilizer. We're also actually working internationally with a number of partners and are actively searching for other partners in other parts of the world. So I see our next big push will be geographic expansion, because the issues we're talking about are not just United States issues. They're real issues around the world. And because of the flexibility of our technology, being able to use a variety of different agronomic wastes, for example, take the UK, where all of your food waste is now being held, what do you do with that now that you have it held? It can only go out on the ground a certain time of the year, and then most of it's just getting held. So it ends up being an issue and a problem. We could take that food waste, break it down, make plant nutrition back out on the crop fields for the farmers, and it actually solves a variety of problems.
It sounds like you've got a lot of interesting solutions for some of the really big problems in agriculture, and look forward to hearing about how it all transpires. But for now, Amy from Anuvia Plant Nutrients, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian.